Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, July 31st, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my partner right at the moment, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the invite again. Until you find somebody that's got a real doctor beside their name, I'll take it.
Well, you do, like you said, you have a doctorate in Eastridge, PhD.
Yeah, it's a street doctorate from Eastridge.
Okay.
Yeah, they're super proud.
Hey, there's some things that you know that many people don't. I can assure you of that. So again, welcome, and I'm always looking forward to this show. I do speak with Dr. Green about once a week. He's missing being here, but life is life, and schedules needed to be changed. So 4.5 years we were together, and he probably sent me 2 or 3 patients this week.
Oh, wow.
We are definitely referring to each other. Love Dr. Green. And our other physician, Dr. Johnson, I'd like you to meet him one day. He's the physician who now works at Nutrition World, Chattanooga's only integrative physician, board certified. And you can book an appointment with him on nutritionw.com under practitioners. He charges $89 for the first 50-minute visit. Insurance does not pay. This guy knows how to find the underlying reasons why we can't get well in many cases.
Don't you find it too refreshing in your world, especially when you can have two people that come with different expertise and then they can talk through situations? Because that's truly the lock and the key of these issues that we talk about. You know what I'm saying? It's not just one thing fixes everything. That's what I liked about the relationship you guys had, is he comes from that medical, very strict, disciplined routine. You come from the discipline of a holistic approach. And between the two of you, you can talk through these unique locks and find the right key, because every key is different for every person.
That was pretty darn good speaking there, Clint.
Yeah, that's PhD, man.
PhD. And it is true, because we are not Ford trucks. We are not computers that have separate entities that just been placed together. We have a synergistic physiology that one part interacts with hundreds and perhaps thousands of parts. That's why you cannot expect a drug that has, 800 downstream effects to not have some of those downstream effects be negative. You work with nature, the downstream effects are either nothing or they're usually positive in most cases. That's why the World Health Organization still says that 70% of the world is using botanical medicines. Why? Because they're inexpensive, they're effective if used properly with the right quality, And they're inexpensive, safe, and effective. So what else could you want? The problem is that the trainings, the biases against that have been very deeply rooted in many of the traditional medical models. And that's not a positive for patients. It just simply isn't. And where people like Dr. Johnson, Dr. Green even, and some, they're starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, our toolbox is pretty good what we have, but why not expand it to something else? 65% of all people use alternative medicine and nutrition, yet only about 20% tell their physician. Why? Because of attitudes. They don't want to be scorned. They don't want to be thrown out of the office. I have lost count of the amount of my clients and my customers who have been fired by their physician because the biggest reason right now is because they refuse to take a vaccine. Secondly, they refuse to take a statin drug. Those are the two biggest reasons why physicians seem to want to fire their patients.
Well, I know you've got a list of stuff we're going to talk about, so I'm not going to hijack it, but I will say this, and this is a non-professional opinion. This is where Ed can smack my hand verbally on the radio. you know, from the moment we're born, our body's in the process of going to the other end. Mm-hmm. You know, we start growing, but really the clock starts ticking to death, right? And my thing on this is what you offer is the support of our systems along the way to make that a better quality of life, to prolong that as possible, to support maybe deficiencies we have. And so it's not about the perfect life. It's about the best life for how we're wired. And that's the thing. It's we're not going to avoid, like we've said 1,000 times, Mother Nature, Father Time, undefeated. It's when we get there, we can kind of wink at it going, yeah, I took what you gave me and I made it the best I could.
Excellent. Yeah. Man, philosophical this morning you are.
5 minutes into it, man. I'm done. I'm spent. My little pea brain's empty now. It's all on you, Ed Jones.
Hey, I'm so about that. And what I say is that's called personalized healthcare. And we don't have that any longer when you have 12-minute visits with people who have a lot of training. And I love Memorial Hospital. They do a fantastic job. I think they're definitely the game in town to choose. And because I've learned so many of their physicians through the 4.5 years with Vital Health Radio, we interviewed probably 100. And just very, very, I was always impressed with most of them and their way they're looking at health. But again, most of those still have that limited toolbox. That's why we need to create a team approach when you're having chronic health issues. And what you say is about aging and that, you know, the clock is ticking. And I truly, after 43 years of observation, not only of tens of thousands of people's health, but also mine, I tend to really have a strong belief that we do tend to have a clock within us, that no matter how many trips to the gym and how many organic broccolis and pills I take, I don't know if I'm going to super extend it, even though there's people who say that we can. What I'm all about is quality of life. You know, yeah. Can my mental state, my physical state be at par with allowing me to connect with the delights of life? And I'm learning a lot through my chronic hip pain because it comes and goes and wanes. I am getting better, but it's a very slow process. And it's interesting because it moves around so much. If it had one spot on there and I thought, you know, okay, my hip's worn out. Yeah, I've done a lot in my life and it just happens. I would get a replacement. It's not quite that clear cut. So I'm still managing and figuring it out. And also learning to come to peace with pain, because pain is really almost mandatory as we age, but suffering is not. We can have pain and suffering, or we can have pain and we can work through to find our place without suffering and yet still have pain.
Yeah.
And so that's almost a spiritual journey. It really is. And it's been a very, very deep commitment of mine to work through this. Whether that pain leaves or not is not for me to really know at this point. But what is known is I can create less suffering despite how much my hips hurt. It
right.
just is all about that. I want to talk real quickly. I did eat at a new place. It's actually next to a place you really like. You and I both like Jonathan's.
Mm-hmm.
I go there at least once a week, and I get their bison burger and their broccoli. That's what I get every time I go. Of course, my special drink of the day, the tequila elixir that will allow me to probably live to be 100. That's the only magic that I know is Patron. So thank you, Patron. But now I'm getting off. I said that's next door to Jonathan. So it is a chain. It's called Pizza Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that we met the two gentlemen. They're twins who own Pizza Brothers. And I was they're very, very nice and very committed to a great business. And they have one in another location in town. And I was very impressed with the quality. They make everything fresh there. You know, I love Loopy's too, no doubt. That's where I've eaten most of my life. And they also use the best of the best local ingredients. But Pizza Brothers is well worth the trip, and I encourage you to go try that out.
Yeah, I can't wait. Are they open officially in Eastridge now?
They are.
Okay, great.
They're open unofficially. I think they're going to official on August 1st, but they're open.
Good.
And I do carbs on Saturday and Sunday because I do low carbs Monday through Friday, and it works very well for me. So there's nothing wrong, in my view, of having this pizza on a Sunday, which is what I did.
I'm looking forward to trying them.
And last night I went to Easy Bistro, the fancy meal, and going to recommend that. They do a great job. And I also am experimenting with the hyperbaric. I talked about it last weekend. I'm very optimistic of that just for general health. I am trying to see if it helps me to decrease some of my little bit of soreness and tightness within my body. It's doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm finding it a really cool way to, I have a hard time sometimes being kind to myself. I work and push myself way, way, way harder than common sense says I should. But if I'm willing to pay money to go do a therapy, then I, for some reason, don't feel guilty about not going to work. So I go in there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I take a nap. That's not me.
How long are you in the hyper? How long are you in the chamber?
About an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay, wow. Is that typical? Is that a normal session?
Okay. You have to.
Okay.
And he just got two more chambers yesterday, so he's got four chambers now.
Is it real hard? Is it hard for you to, for your mind to deprogram? Do you not get fidgety your first few minutes?
I have worked so diligently for so many decades to met kind of a meditative place every single day in my life, and sometimes it can be 5 minutes, sometimes it could be 40 minutes. I tend to feel like I'm very comfortable with becoming the observer of that chattering mind, and being the observer helps the chattering mind not control me. Okay. So that's something we can talk about later perhaps. And lastly, we are doing blood testing, of course, every Tuesday, but we did blood testing thanks to your idea, Clint. Thank you so much. You threw this out last week, said, hey, why don't they offer something like Prevenos? Okay, if it's your birthday, but this in this case, birthday month, you will get a discount on blood work. And so Marlene, wonderful Marlene at Be Well Lab Testing, she said, that's a wonderful idea. So from now on, it sounds like we're going to offer, if your birthday's in the month of our blood testing, you're going to get a 10% discount on any blood testing. So thank you for that great idea.
That's fantastic. Give yourself a birthday gift every year. There you go.
Yep. Yep. And it's kind of like me going to this hyperbaric. It decreases the guilt for me to go to hyperbaric and take a nap, but I couldn't do it if I didn't have some motivation. So here's the motivation for people to get real blood testing. The blood testing at your physical is worth about $18. No way to know what the chemistry of the body is on that small amount of blood testing. That amount will diagnose or help you figure out if something's diseased, but it doesn't help you to figure out a plan for your future. And that's something I'm very empowered by, is that information that can change lives. Because when people see it on a piece of paper, especially men, us hard-headed men, we got to be knocked in the head with an anvil to begin with. And when you see, like, oops, that number is not good, okay, what can we do about it? And then it's almost like you're going to the gym and you have a goal. Okay, I benched 185, I want to bench 210. Well, if you go in there and you have lipids that are really off, or fibrinogen or lipoprotein A or homocysteine, what do we do? Okay, here's the plan. Okay, let's do that for 8 weeks. We retest. It's like, yes, bam, bam, we did it.
Yeah, you know, it's so weird, and I know we're running up a break and you got stuff you want to talk about, but it's so weird because if you're going on a trip, you map it out, right? Mm-hmm. If you're starting a business, you have a business plan. If you're going to the gym, you have a plan. Yeah. Food, you have a plan. When it comes to these squishy things, like our emotions or our relationships or our health, air quote health, yep, what does that even mean to us? We just tend to go, it is what it is. And we're like, no, man, you can have a plan for all things, even the soft, squishy things that you can't, you know, define. So yep. I love it.
Yep. And I do feel that sometimes plans, if they're too hardwired, could maybe be not as positive. But we need some kind of focus, intent,
yeah,
in all of those areas. Well spoken, Clint. Well, it is time to take a break. Got a whole lot of information to cover as the show continues on. So more to come as we continue. For normally Dr. Green, but with Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with my partner, Clint Powell, and today we're going to talk about heart disease, which is something, all of us have people we care about and our own bodies that, as we age, we are susceptible. We rent these bodies, and they're going to break down, and one of the, biggest risk factors is heart disease. So today we have a wonderful physician, Dr. Robert Wong, cardiologist with the Chattanooga Heart Institute at CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Wong.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I know it sounds easy for me and people who are kind of involved in it, to know what is heart disease. But a lot of people really probably don't know what that is. They know maybe there's struggles with it, the heart doesn't work well, or there's a clot. But really and truly, what is the definition of heart disease?
So heart disease is, everybody has kind of a degree of it. It is a, basically when there's cholesterol kind of plaquing that builds up in your heart arteries, and eventually it almost is like if you look at your artery as being like a pipe, it's kind of like sludge that kind of builds up in the pipes. And then what happens with that is that, kind of due to diet and lifestyle and things like that, the blockages become a lot more, can sometimes occlude the vessel. Sometimes the sludge itself can open up and cause a clot in the heart arteries themselves, which then leads to a heart attack. What we're looking for really are people who, the main symptoms are chest pain, heavy pressure in the center of your chest that radiates to your left arm, and basically with exertion, symptoms with exertion like shortness of breath with exertion that can also be indicative of this kind of blockages that are forming in your heart arteries.
That's a good explanation. I do want to ask, I've been, of course, involved with Nutrition World for 43 years, and we have a tremendous amount of people who, you know, try to help themselves with their own heart health, physical health, and other areas through the use of diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and such. But, you know, in the gym, too, I'm kind of a gym nut. I know there's people who seem to have a heart attack, but yet they can exercise, like the day before they'll do something and it doesn't seem to, they don't seem to be struggling with that exercise, but then in a, like, wake up the next day and they're having this heart attack. Is that like more of like a clot broke off and then it caused it? Or, and I'm asking kind of a sideways question here. If a person, sure, if a person can really exercise to their fullest capacity, that is a good sign that they're probably better than average, isn't it?
Right. Their prognosis is pretty good. But what happens is in those situations is that it's kind of an unfortunate event. So what happens is, like I was talking about, the sludge kind of builds up in your heart artery. And then what happens is that there is there is sometimes a cap or some type of there's kind of like a skin that's holding it. That's keeping it at bay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that skin, like a cut in your skin, will basically open up. Mm. And what happens there is that the cholesterol that's building up in that plaque will then be exposed to the blood, which will then cause a blood clot and cause an occlusion. So yeah, even though there are people who are very healthy, you know, we've seen vulnerable plaques that are even just like 30% blocked. That can cause people to have these to have heart attacks. But again, I think you're right. You know, diet, exercise, nutrition, all of that is basically the cornerstone of being able to prevent coronary disease. And the thing about exercise is that it kind of protects you, even if you do have a heart attack, to be able to recover quicker. So
I like that, because I you know, again, witnessing so many people over my long, long career, exercise to me is not a bulletproof vest, but it empowers us to a point where I've had so many people who have told me that are exercise nuts, and Clint's really good into fitness too, that they have like an automobile accident, and it was not a, you know, pretty horrendous one, and they lived through it. And many times they're told, if you had not been fit, you wouldn't have lived through it. Well, that also applies, like you just said, to diseases and heart disease, and a weaker person is going to be more susceptible to not doing well during that event. I mean, all the way down to COVID, of course, we've shown that, you know, the weaker people are the ones who are more susceptible in most cases. So again, going back to considering every day that, you know, we rent these bodies, they are going to wear out. So let's do the best we can within reason. And part of that is exercise. I always say that sitting is the new smoking. And I truly do believe that, because we know that inactivity, even on blood work, is very obvious that this is not optimal. And I'm always, you know, of course, encouraging people to eat better, take nutrients, but also that exercise and sleep is vital. Is sleep a big part of anything that you see as a correlation, lack of sleep and heart disease?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think so. Anything that ramps up inflammatory pathways is also another area that can lead to those vulnerable plaques and kind of the breaking of those plaques, I would tell you. Mm-hmm. We know that. So, like, that's why sometimes, like, so people who don't get enough sleep, probably 7 to 9 hours of sleep, are also at risk of having additional stress, and, you know, are putting themselves up for it. Sleep is one of these things that it's kind of like a bank, and if you don't put enough money in the bank, eventually it's going to run out, and you're going to be in a constant state of stress. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, you know, sleeping, I think again, like you were talking about exercise, I mean, it helps to, kind of, while you're exercising, stresses your heart out a little bit, helps to build up, very good, tolerance for activity levels. And then, you know, ramping it down though is just as important. I think mindfulness, relaxation, being able to, you know, get away from stress, helps a lot about, and then decreasing that inflammation, from preventing it for preventing a heart attack.
I love that. And you talk about the analogy of a bank account and sleep. I know I've been overdrawn much of my career. I think Clint maybe has too.
Well, I was just going to say it's good to hear you guys have this conversation, because I think as the just the layperson out here, it's easy to think because I exercise so much, I'm covered.
Yep.
Or I eat really good, so I'm covered. Or I sleep really good. And what we don't understand sometimes, and we probably should, is that these things are systems and they overlap. They work together with some synergy. And I think that's why it's important. I have a great relationship. My doctor just retired in 20-something years. But I had a great relationship with him because he knew the right questions to ask. And I learned early on not to lie to him. And I hate to say that, but yeah. It's true. You know, finding a doctor that you can have a relationship with where you're going to be just as honest as possible, because you know way better than I do. These systems all interact with each other, right?
Yes, for sure.
Well, it's a multifaceted approach. I mean, you know, you know, some people do the exercise thing, but then they don't do the sleep thing.
Right.
Some people do the exercise thing, and then they're like, I can eat whatever I want. Yeah, so, I mean, I think you've got to take it all into – you've got to know – so first is the knowledge piece where you want to know all the stuff. The second is the discipline part, which is actually doing all that stuff. I find that most people, the information part isn't the issue. It's the discipline part, and that I think leads to not having all. Not optimizing everything that you can.
If I was as healthy as how I talk about health, I would be super healthy.
I love it. Well, that's why we need a team. We need people who can hold us somewhat accountable and also give us encouragement. I know at Nutritional, I have 4 health coaches, and 2 of those specialize in losing weight, exercise, and the right diet. And, you know, many times without coaching, people fall off the wagon very easily. I know that habits of people, at minimum, takes 12 weeks if you do something regularly. At 12 weeks, you probably have momentum to continue on, but most people can't quite reach that. So know that I feel that you should have a team approach, and you can offer those things too, Dr. Wong. I want to ask you, Dr. Hedrick, we work with him a lot, and he brings the lung bus out to Nutrition World on a regular basis. Now, in that, they are doing the calcium score and the scans. Do you do that a lot in your practice? Because I know that they pick up some real, you know, occasionally there's like a I think we're going to save this person's life because they came to do the lung bus at Nutrition World. So what about a calcium score? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So calcium score is good for being able to kind of detect early inflammation or maybe something is going wrong with the vessels. Calcium, so not only is cholesterol an issue in the heart arteries, calcium can build up in the arteries. And we know that people with a calcium score of 0 are much healthier and have a very low risk of events. So the scoring for calcium is 0, is less the calcium score of 0, and then there's anything less than 100 is considered low risk, but still not as good as 0. Mm-hmm. And then 100 to 400 is medium or is intermediate risk, and then greater than 400 is kind of high risk. So usually what we do is people with high risk, we end up going ahead and getting them a stress test, or even intermediate risk, we get them a stress test to see if there's any functional blockages. So like you were saying about the, your friend who was exercising and then they, have an event right afterwards. What we do is we will get people a stress test. So we will put them on the treadmill and put them on for a certain length of time and then increase the grade of the treadmill so that we can stress their heart out. And we can see whether there are EKG changes, whether they get chest pain, or whether there are perfusion blockages that occur in the stress test itself. So all of that does is that those all increase the sensitivity of being able to detect whether there are blockages or not. And a calcium score is the same thing. I think that it definitely shows you the it helps to people who may be asymptomatic, maybe picking up some things that maybe they never even thought about.
That's lovely. Now, what it, and this more kind of like my personal question here, I know that the lung bus doesn't come very often to Nutrition World. If someone, like I talked to someone yesterday, and they said, you know, I'm really concerned about heart, and I told them about the calcium score test. If they wanted to call your office or you, is that something that you could do for them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We, the Chattanooga Heart offers, actually, it's like a screening package. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's a calcium score. And then also there's some with carotids and ultrasounds, looking for abdominal aortic aneurysms and carotid stenosis. So, yeah, we have a screening kind of package that we offer for people. Who would like that?
Well, I recommend it a lot for people who want to have more of a sense of information. So how would they contact? Would they just call the Chattanooga Heart Institute?
Yes, yes. Just give us a call, and we should be able to arrange for that. You don't need to have a doctor's visit for that. I think a primary care can order that as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That is such good information, Dr. Wong. Thank you so much for taking your time this morning to join us on Vital Health Radio. Wonderful, wonderful. And we're going to have you back.
Yes.
I'd love to have you back in a few more months, talk about a few other things because we didn't cover everything. But appreciate it. Have a great day. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about all the other information, some about COVID, some about restaurants to eat at, and of course, the wisdom words that hopefully will come out of somebody's mouth here before too long. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? They'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Dr. Green.
That's
hey,
okay.
Doctor.
Hey, man, I love that. You just insulted Dr. Green, and you gave me a great compliment. Dr. Green right now is going, I should have. What the heck is happening at that place? Shout out to Dr. Green, your former co-host. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Clint.
That's
what I meant.
That's what I want to hear right there.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Well, we do know that if we have any eyes open and ears, that COVID rates are raising. There's no doubt. We have a new version, probably called BA5, which is accountable for probably 70% of the cases. Again, as Dr. Green and I spoke about literally 3 years ago when all this started, if you know the nature of viruses, they are going to wane as the years go on, and they mutate in most cases. And that is what's happening with this one. Problem is that vaccines are causing the mutation to happen quicker, and it will be a never-ending cycle and circle of the dog chasing its tail, because the more boosters we get, the more and quicker it's going to mutate into something new. You will never get a step ahead of this. Nature will always have the more powerful upper hand, because that's how it works. And we, people who worship, I don't mean respect, but worship medical science and science, I just think it's incorrect. Now, respecting it and knowing that how much value we have in knowledge and learning is important, but we've kind of thrown the wisdom of nature out with the bath, and the traditional medical model doesn't recognize immune function, immune strength, the resistance factor that we can build within ourselves. So what do we do? We go around the block and we try to do it with many other methods, which are synthetic methods. Now, again, I'll repeat, like I do every single show, am I opposed to vaccines? No, I'm not opposed to them if they're done properly and they're given to the right group of people. What are the right group? In this case, it would be those with two or more risk factors who are not willing to do anything about it. And I must say that you know, the American country of America is, in June 2022, is the first, and to my knowledge at this point, still the only country of the world who has granted emergency use of this vaccine for children. I think that is the, there's words that can't even describe that we're going to put our children on a risk line in regard to an unknown vaccine that had very little studies on it. And the reason they're doing this is not because the FDA and CDC cares about our well-being. It's because this is a legal method that if they can get the approval, once this emergency use is passed and they truly get it approved for children, that's where the vaccine manufacturers have 100% protection against any lawsuits and liability. So they need to do this for their legal purposes. This has nothing to do with the well-being of our children. And anyone in this city who is pushing vaccines for children, I call them a coward of the week.
Well, I do another podcast on my own, and I've got people on that have talked about these studies and the data when it comes to young children and COVID. And unless something has changed dramatically, which I've not seen any evidence of over the last 3 years, the evidence for children is, I would not think, supports the mandates and or the push that they're giving to the vaccine. And I always look at government, whether it's about your health or your money, once they have drilled the hole into your decision-making, it's almost like the port you get when you go get medicine.
Yes.
Because then they've got a means into that at any time. They can change the medicine, but now they found the way to get into your life. And that's what scares me more, even than the fact that is this had a lot of research and study for kids. It's once they've done it and they've found the way to end, they'll use that next time for something else. And that terrifies me if we're not going to actually be able to have conversations around the data before you say you've got to have it to go back to school or something. Just an example.
Lovely example. And, you know, the power always wants more power, and the government is drilling into us. And that is not unknown in history, that they've always chose to do that. The thing is, our free-thinking society is partially brainwashed through the social medias and the whatevers that come down the line. And, you know, follow the science. Well, the problem is people don't realize how dishonest the science can be and is in most cases. In fact, just to get kind of a little bit off the subject a little bit, I posted on Vital Health Radio's Facebook a report by Dr. Greger. It's one of those love-hate relationships. Dr. Gregor does not like supplements at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very, very, very connected to research, the kind that is objective research, not the kind that that many times are out there. And I posted one on the chemotherapy. Does chemotherapy work to extend lifespan? And you know what was found? Mm-hmm. And it just, I know this from me watching. When I say 10,000 people, I'm probably being conservative because I have been doing this 43 years. And at Nutrition World, so many of our customers are sharing their really intimate secrets with me. And they have done that for decades. So I'm watching them, their relatives, this go through many different ups and downs, one of which is chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gregor, and you can look at the research on Facebook, on Vital Health Radio. Anyone who's skeptical, who does not believe this, please look at that if you have family members. When they compile the very best of all research chemotherapies, we're not talking about the ones that are iffy, that they threw out of the study. The ones that have the most optimism for helping us, put them all together, it added 2.1 months to the lives of the average patient. 2.1 months. And we know that sometimes these drugs are tens of thousands of dollars. They also cause horrendous side effects. It was nerve gas in World War One, and so they drop them on soldiers and it would kill them. Mm-hmm. And so it's a moderate version of the nerve gas. I wish that chemo worked, because people are saying it did work. I don't have cancer because I took it. Everyone who had chemo normally, if they have tumor-based, they already had surgery, one. And we've already got studies that show about 40% of the women who have breast cancer, if left alone, it goes away.
Mm.
It goes away.
You should have him on your podcast.
That would be good if I could. He's very, very popular.
You're very popular.
Well, yeah.
What the heck? Yeah, what are you doing? I'll tell you what scares me about everything you just said is not so much the specifics again, because I'm just not, I know enough to be dangerous, but also enough to be, know enough to be probably informed more than most. It's the fact that we're shutting down the conversation about science that bothers me the most. Because science, we can say it, we use this thing, it's settled. But most things in science, that's the whole purpose of science, is to continually learn. And once you start telling people, if you ask these questions or post this study, let's talk about this study, I'm fine with finding out it's biased research. I'm fine saying, nope, that's bogus. I'm not fine with you telling me I can't ask and post it and conversate about it. I'm not fine with that, because now you're trying to make a point and you're not trying to get to the solutions. And that scares me. Yeah.
And as long as the situation is presenting people as victims, the rescuer always has to come in. And the rescuers normally are there for a purpose, not for your best benefit. That purpose generally is power and money.
Yeah.
Those are the two things. I do want to say that we are going to be having a lecture on, actually, tomorrow, on Monday, at Nutrition World. And you can look under nutritionw.com, under our events. And it's going to be on this fella from Standard Process. Standard Process is a 92-year-old company. I didn't even realize the companies were making nutrients that long ago. Totally, like, connected to the power of food, but putting them in supplements. Very professional label. Health food stores can't sell it normally unless you have practitioners like we do at Nutrition World. So go to nutritionw.com if you want to hear a lecture on how to handle stress in quite a different way. This gentleman is an international speaker. He's flown down here just for us. So if you're interested, and we may live stream it tomorrow night. So check and see on that. I want to give people, empower them with more what I feel is my bigger team being people I respect, that I read. And I don't just respect them because I agree with them. I respect them because I dig deep into who they are, what they are, why they are saying what they did. There's a Instagram called The Holistic Psychologist. The holistic psychologist. This lady posts some of the best things about relationships and life and joy and how to find contentment in a totally different way than the traditional model. And this one was, and I'm into always the frustrations of relationships. You know it as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the harder, most difficult things of our life. And she said this morning on The Holistic Psychologist, there's kind of a shift in society that is conditioning us to see love as codependency, fixing, rescuing, or making someone else happy. And I have observed this so much in my, especially since being divorced. You know, there are people who it's just very obvious that they have a connection, but is it that heart-soul connection, or is it really transactional? Okay, I'm going to keep you because you can take the garbage out, and because you can supply this need, and because of this, and the other person, well, you supply the money, and they live together for 40 years, and they're kind of strangers. They don't really connect on a heart level. That's number one with me, with friends and family and relationships, is more heart connection, not just what can you do for me, what can I do for you, and let's just journey this like I would with a partner in business. No.
Well, you know, I've said this all the time to my son. It's we've gotten into this trap of how you make me feel about me is what I base the relationship on, and that's fine and dandy. That can be part of it. But if my sole reason for being with you is I feel so good, you make me feel mm-hmm. so, that's such a selfish place to be, because you missed the question of how do I make you feel, how do we feel together, mm-hmm. and that codependency part of it. I just think it's a very selfish way to look at life when I go, they make me, I feel so good when I'm around them. Well, I also feel good when I'm drinking. I also feel good when I eat too many donuts. and so how I feel, how you make me feel about me is important. But if that's what I'm basing the relationship on, it's a selfish way. Because as soon as I stop feeling that way around you, I'll throw you out.
Or you'll just be more unhappy.
I'll look how somebody else will make me feel better then.
Yep.
It's a battery.
Yep.
So.
And I really, truly connect with a premise that all relationships in my life, I'm hopeful, which they're not all like this, of course, is they are in a place where I can allow you to be who you are in a realistic sense, also allow you to evolve in a spiritual and literally just life journey, and I'm going to support that. I don't have to like it always. I don't have to agree with it, but I want to be able to say, if that is what your path is, I want to be the supporter of that path. Well, maybe the canoes will be, floating apart as the months and years go on, and then you don't really have the tightness, but allowing others to evolve to me is the king spiritual soul journey, because if not, we're pretending. I'm putting a smile on when really underneath I'm like, no. Well, that's a little bit off the normal conversation. And I want to say really quickly, the American Academy of Pediatrics now supports mothers breastfeeding for the first 2 years. This is radical. I know that sounds like, oh, really? Well, of course they do. No, they don't. They are so involved with the manipulation of the baby food industry, formula-wise, and the government's basically deceit in regard to creating no competition in that field. Because in this country, you can only have three companies make baby formula. That's why every person that goes to the hospital who has a baby, you're going to get a case of one of these formulas sent to your house. You're talking about sneaky marketing. Sneaky. Mm. And the thing is, these products are so far removed from what we would call natural, because you don't raise kids on corn syrup and corn oil and expect them to be healthy. Now, can they grow? Yes. Can they get pounds on them, make teeth? Yes, they can, but they're not optimal. We have a nation that has the sickest level of children right now we've ever had in the history of mankind. So something is haywire, and part of that something is the nutrition and the formulas that we're given. Saying that, at Nutrition World, we can't sell a formula either. No one can, but what we can sell is, based on research in the 1980s from the government, we sell 11 ingredients. We've sold so much of this over the past 2 years, it is mind-boggling. And what you do is, it only takes a little time, maybe 20 minutes. You make up your formula for your baby, and that lasts 2 to 3 days on each of those. So it's 11 ingredients. That does make it legal, because we don't package it. So you can come in and do that if you have a child that is really, really suffering. A lot of buried information that we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
Well, believe it or not, that is a very quick 14 minutes, Clint. You make it so easy. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a few words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Dr. Clint, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, here with my buddy Clint Powell. And, you know, if you've listened to me for very long, you know, I really, really appreciate deeper kind of readings and poetry and such. And I certainly can't replace Dr. Green, but I am a fan of Rumi, an ancient sage from long ago. In fact, I have one of my 18 tattoos is the word Rumi on that. This one is one that keeps coming around, and I like things that keep popping up in my life, because if they do it without effort on my part, then there's something moving these chess pieces that I'm not aware of, and I'm going to pay attention to it. Late and starting to rain. It's time to go home. We've wandered long enough in its empty buildings. I know it's tempting to stay and meet those new people. I know it's even more sensible to spend the night here with them. But I want to go home. We've seen enough beautiful places with signs of them saying, "This is God's house." That's seeing the grain like the ants do, without the work of harvesting. Let leave grazing to cows and go where we know what everyone really intends, where we can walk around without clothes on. That's Rumi. You know, walking around and really being who we are and not having always a front and a role to play, and connecting with those people who can sense that deeper, delightful spirit within you without playing a game. I just find that of great value. And it is not easy. It is not a grim duty. It is actually something we have to be aware of, as we do with many habits. But this one especially, because we fall, I think I have always worn a mask. And for people to remove their mask, I've learned that I need to lower mine first. And when they sense that something is a comfortable existence with a presence that's open, I find more people can actually be their real person far more than they normally can. So the work really lies on me, not trying to change the world, but trying to make myself in a better openness so that other people can feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I know we're running out of time, so I won't give you too much pushback. I love that quote, and I love that poem. I will say, and I did a podcast. I released one on my personal podcast about a week ago, and it was a short one, just I think 3 minutes. And it's how sometimes, though, we get caught up in the air quote being authentic and finding our voice, being who we are. And I love what you said, but sometimes that's a crutch or a shield. We hide behind it because then we avoid the change that we have to go through. So I think what you're saying is beautiful. I love the authentic journey. As long as we understand being who we are, but growing through who we are is important too. Because you can't just sit there and go, well, that's who I am, accept it. No, mm-hmm. You're supposed to be evolving to your best authentic self.
Yeah, it doesn't mean being stuck or idle. Mean to be evolving.
But us humans love those easy ways excuses. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But there's a deep, if we get, I feel in my life, getting to the deeper level of being soulful in a way that is authentic is different than using it as an agenda.
Absolutely.
to get the next step in life.
That's why I like that poem you
so,
gave. Yeah.
You know, and I heard long ago from a person in Colorado when I was on a retreat that the greatest sickness of all is homesickness. And that doesn't mean walking into your regular house. It means a more of a deeper level of homesickness. And I do believe that. I know in my life it has been. It's a lonely place to be a human sometimes. It certainly is. I want to say real quickly before we finish up here about sleeping pills. There was more and more information is coming out that it's causing dementia and certainly causing accidents in many people. In fact, a few years ago, they put a black box warning on sleeping pills. And we're talking Ambien, Lunesta, all the things that are commonly prescribed about the dangers of this in regard to behavior, like people doing things under the influence they don't remember, falling, trying to an activity that they really mess up on because they are and have been on sleeping pills. We have an ebook on nutritionw.com. You just type in the word sleep ebook, and it's something I wrote that I feel is very beneficial to help recreate the rhythm of sleep. And one of those is, again, removing EMFs from your close proximity within your bedroom. And that means 5 feet away. I always talk about, I'm having a teaching in my life of hip pain. I can't really get up fast at middle of night because they're stiff. But even with that, I'm not going to take a chance in leaving my cell phone right next to my table or the alarm clock. I ordered one of those old-fashioned wind-up clocks that you can hear the click, 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 which is pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of course, being 10 years old when we didn't have anything else. But I just want to encourage people to always be aware the sleep sanctuary is vitally important. And that means you're helping your body and your brain and your chemistry reset itself without interruptions from EMFs, electromagnetic fields, for those who are not aware of that. It will be somewhat like smoking, because in the 50s, doctors were recommending smoking Camel cigarettes. And that was based, we had plenty of research at the time to say it was not a good idea. Well, right now it's being covered up, the EMF risk, far more than it should be. And we should be more aware of this. Kind of like Dr. Galyon and the mercury in the fillings that we did 2 weeks ago. It was a wonderful little segment. Well, that does it for this week's edition, my friend, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.